This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Oh, yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Time. Hour two, starting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, 8 p.m. Overtime, hour two, starting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt.
We're in here.
I wanted to see how long I could go with my intro until you looked up from your phone.
Not long. You started just repeating. Okay. We're here. We're in here. We're live.
We are.
We're rolling. We're ready to go.
I had something pulled up.
But we're hanging in there.
The Wi-Fi is not working. I apologize, people.
Yeah, you know, that's not our fault. People can't blame us for that. We get a pass.
Just sit here.
We'll just sit here in silence until till somebody decides.
We'll let you guys know.
Till the internet decides it's going to cooperate.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Kansas City Chiefs Willie Gay arrested on misdemeanor charge of criminal property damage.
Yep. He's going to play. It's going to be fine.
Andy Reid, no morals.
And no morals. The story. It was an argument. He didn't hit anybody. He assaulted something. He destroyed a vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaners have feelings too, man.
Yeah, you could say. But the Chiefs fan base is taking it well. I woke and I went and checked all my Chiefs stuff, you know, trying to find out. The first thing the fan base decided to do was to Photoshop Josh Allen's jersey onto a vacuum cleaner and say, "Go get him, Willie."
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty good.
It could be very funny because y'all are playing the Bills, and it's at home, correct?
Oh, yeah. We got them at Arrowhead.
That's what I thought. I just didn't want to say that and sound stupid, but I figured that as much because y'all had the same record as us. So, like, y'all had to be pretty decent, I guess.
We were good, yeah.
But it'd be very funny if to, like, steal content from the Bills, y'all just started smashing vacuum cleaners like they smash tables.
Would be pretty cool.
That would be very funny.
Would be sweet. You just bash them on the ground.
Stomping on Dysons.
Okay.
That'd be hilarious.
More pricey than the table.
Eh. Huh? Get yourself a little Rover. I don't even know if they still make
Rover?
That's a brand, right?
I don't know.
Maybe that's just
what is that?
I'm just thinking of name another vacuum cleaner brand.
There's Dyson. Yeah. Let's start with Dyson.
Yeah.
And then there's
linebacker, Willie Gay.
Black and Decker. I bet they make a vacuum.
Those are leaf blowers, brother.
I bet they make a vacuum.
It's the complete
opposite. I bet they make one that sucks.
That is the complete opposite of a vacuum cleaner.
I bet they got one that sucks.
A blower.
Yeah, flip it around. I bet they make one. Same technology, just put it on backwards. That's it. They make one, for sure. They for sure make one.
Thursday afternoon, pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of criminal property damage of less than $1,000 after he was arrested Wednesday night by police. Gay, 23. Was released from the detention center in Johnson County, Kansas on Thursday afternoon. Gay's agents, Max Lepsettler And Ryan Rubin said in a statement that Gay was visiting his son when he got into an argument with his child's mother, whom called the police. Police report estimated the total property damage at $225 for a vacuum cleaner, cell phone, screen protector, humidifier, and damage to a wall door frame. Or okay. Wall and door frame.
Okay. But good job not assaulting anybody, you know. At bare minimum, I mean, with what we got going on in the league.
Yeah.
Good job not causing physical harm to anyone. It's not cool, though. Don't do that. No. Your kid's there.
I mean, this is like a
mental
health
thing with you. Come on, Willie. You're pretty fresh to the league, man.
Got to keep your cool.
Yeah. Keep your wits about you, big fella. I get it. You know, you're a big guy. Just leave next time. No need to break the vacuum cleaner. You know?
Yeah.
Not cool.
I do know.
Buy him a way cooler vacuum cleaner. Be a nice guy. Certainly seems like he doesn't want his ex to have a cool vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah? I can't see my kid. You can't clean.
You can't clean this house. It's dusty in here anyways. He probably broke the filter. Like,
I know
the,
that's your favorite thing to do. You know, no more.
Better hope that, like, the dust tray or whatever, that's, you know, the stuff that get, hope that was cleaned out. Because yeah. That went everywhere.
That's like a LeBron pre-tip.
Oh, yeah. Just dust in the air. Everybody's breathing that in. Yeah. He got it on himself, too. He looked foolish. His arm was probably all scraped up from punching the wall.
It would look like a cartoon. You know when cartoon people like get angry and go crazy? It's a dust pile, and once it calms down,
they're all scuffed up.
Yeah, exactly.
They look like that guy from Charlie Brown.
It would look like, have you ever seen that picture of, maybe it was a Vine. Maybe it was even like a joke,
okay.
But it was a... It was a black guy making out with a white chick, and then she pulls away from him, and all of her makeup is on his face, and he looks like the people from White Chicks.
Okay.
Willie Gay could have turned out like that, where he mashes the dust, and then it's just he's from White Chicks. That would be
funny. Okay. I hear you. That would be pretty funny.
Probably get canceled, though.
Yeah. The dehumidifier, why would you break that?
I think it was a humidifier, actually.
It was a regular old humidifier?
Yeah.
This room is about to be dry.
It is so wet in here.
You're going to be coughing. Everybody's going to be upset. You can't handle the humidity of a room naturally.
But is he going to play? Not going to get a one-game suspension?
Yeah, he'll probably play. It's playoffs. Yeah. It's $225 worth of broken property. He's probably going to play. He'll write that check, and he's probably going to play.
I don't think he should.
I believe he should play. He's pretty good.
If Derrick Henry, coming off of injury, broke a vacuum cleaner, ban him.
Yeah,
I don't
from
want
the
him
league
back on my team
forever.
Yeah. Pete Rosem, you know what I mean?
Right.
No
Yeah.
Hall of Fame. For
completely blind. Just, I mean, the whole deal. No, but never again. The vacuum cleaner. Yeah, that's.
I'd rather
what
have Adrian Peterson, anyways.
Right, playing linebacker.
If I say that enough, I'd believe it. I feel like.
I don't think so.
It's starting to happen.
No, the fact that his muscles are still attached to his legs is a marvel.
We were talking about...
him and Frank Gore.
If Derrick Henry, like, they just never announced that he was going to be starting and he just walked out there for the coin toss, that would be electric.
It would be pretty sick. My envisioning would be the tunnel. He comes out like Ray Lewis. The whole team's out. Coin flip's already happened. And then the tunnel erupts and
that'd
he comes
be
out. It'd be pretty cool.
If he skydove like in.
If he did skydiving, that's the coolest.
Skydove.
Skydove.
It's past tense of skydiving.
Well, that's
right?
In the future. We're talking future tense.
Yeah,
not
but if he skydove.
If he skydived. Skydove.
Skydived.
Skydover.
Skydive sounds better.
If he skydived.
Yeah. But that would be sick.
Be pretty sick.
I would cry.
If he was the raccoon.
It would be very funny if he skydived in and then broke
on?
His leg when he was landing.
Would be tough.
That would be very.
Yeah.
I'd laugh.
Yeah.
I'd cry, but I'd laugh.
It's a tough impact. You know, you got to be easy with it. Don't miss the jump. He misses the jump. Everybody's like, where is he?
He lands on the Batman building.
Yeah, he's a few. Yeah, he's miles away. They're like, man, Derrick Henry is on the depth chart for today, actually.
Did you ever see the movie Game Plan? Madison Pettis, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, but I remember it being...
Have you seen the scene where she has an allergic reaction to peanuts and...
What?
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's a football player, sprints through streets while passing cars because there's such bad traffic to get to the ER. I can just picture, like, Derrick Henry, like a superhero. Like the Hulk, when he runs, he's just, like, leaving
He misses
holes.
The jump. He's like he lands on Broadway, and he's got to run.
And he's just, like, leaving holes in the asphalt as he goes
That'd
through the city.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty sick.
I can
sick.
See that happening.
That'd be
that
nice.
Sounds like an NFL commercial. That sounds like
sure.
The opening to this game. Like
he's got the game
graphic.
Ball. Yeah. They can't start the game without him. He clears the river in one, you know, one bounce. And they're like, and then John Madden, of course, in this movie. This movie's taking place in, like, you know, this is an old movie idea, obviously. They don't make football movies anymore. Okay. So Madden's do it. And he's commentating the entire thing. You know, he's drawing the little, what are you laughing at? He's got the little drawing, the telestrator. He's drawing it out for Derrick Henry. It'd be a big deal.
He's going to have to make a left here.
He jumped. You right there. Boom. He jumps clear over the river right there. He landed. There's that art sculpture right there. He boom. It clears the whole thing. And here he comes. He's running down. Yeah, one of those deals. But yeah, I don't know. They'll probably do something theatrical. It's been a long time since he's played football.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. So. I can't wait, dude. I can't wait.
Yeah. What if he's bad? What if he's bad? How mad?
I wouldn't be mad.
You wouldn't be mad at all?
I'd be mad that they played
Zero
him.
Zero explosiveness?
I'd be mad if they played him.
No, what if he's permanently bad now? What if he never, like, talking like 600-yard rusher?
I wouldn't be mad. I'd be sad.
Okay.
There's no anger involved. You said.
Did I say mad?
Yeah, you said how mad would you be?
How upset would you be?
Very.
Okay.
Very.
All right.
We'd have the sad piano music just in the background of everything.
Oh, constantly?
I'd just be playing it
24/7. Until you guys found a new one.
No.
No?
There's no one like him.
What if Adrian Peterson was signed immediately at halftime?
Yeah, no, we're good.
At halftime of the game. You're cool?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
NFL fined Dak Prescott $25,000 for comments related to game officials. So, big shout out to the NBA refs Twitter for
shout out to you.
For stepping involved. Yeah, I stepped up.
I think you brought awareness to this.
I told you when we were doing the show, I brought that up as soon as it came out because I have the tweet notifications on. It's my favorite Twitter account, you know?
Right, yeah. You knew
so
exactly
what
I was
happened. Like, okay, thank you. Hashtag thank you, NBA refs. You know what I mean? Like, they we couldn't have done it without you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Houston and Russ were trashing the NBA refs like some simpletons.
Wow.
They don't understand.
Without the refs, it would be chaos.
Anarchy.
Could you even imagine?
Defund the refs.
What would you do?
What would happen?
What would happen if there was pass interference? Who's going to call it?
Yeah.
Call your own fouls?
Yeah. So what they miss?
No one ever calls
so what
one.
Yeah, there's a couple bad apples. You know,
every
I mean?
Now and then
that doesn't spoil the whole bunch, does
no,
it?
No, not a bit. I mean, come on, guys. Who cares if you know certain things don't get reviewed and some do, and the whistle doesn't matter? And the referees are our friends. They're here to protect us.
I miss Ed Hockley, jacked ref.
Oh yeah, with the big biceps.
Retired. He hasn't been.
He
in
retired.
Yeah,
I was wondering why I hadn't seen that guy around.
That would be because he hasn't been on TV.
I guess so.
He's not doing that job anymore.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Okay, I don't watch every football game every night. I thought it's plausible I could have just missed him.
No,
you don't think so?
No, Ed Hockley.
He got a lot of prime timers. Yeah, you're true. That's true. You notice his? I mean, I did.
Ed
I noticed
Hockley's
he was
bicep
gone.
Takes up your whole screen.
It's the guy's tanked.
And I got a wide one.
Yeah, you know, you got one of those extra wide TVs. It's not very, you know, tall.
But again, big shout out to the NBA refs.
Yeah, they were ahead of this. They got to look out for their brothers. You know, the NFL refs, they're chained down by the man. They're not able to speak for themselves.
Did you see, and I don't want to talk too much about this, but I just saw this and I figured
we never
I'd bring
do
it
talk
up.
Too much about anything.
Ex-Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown says, quote, "There's nothing wrong with my mental health in wake of sideline outburst."
Oh, well, then he's fine.
Yeah, I think he's good. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we checked in. That clears it. Who,
Did you see the text? We didn't bring it up, but did you see the text? Who's Tom Brady's guy?
Tom Brady's guy? Bruce Arians?
No. The TB12 guy.
I have no idea, man.
Alex something.
I haven't seen these texts.
Alex.
Smith.
Nope. Not Comas. Guerrero. It's Guerrero. Alex Guerrero. You know Alex Guerrero. You know Alex.
Who is that?
He's Tom Brady's right-hand man.
I have no idea.
He's like his doctor.
Okay, but no.
Anyways,
but I hear you.
Him and Antonio Brown worked out for a little bit, and apparently they didn't finish the sessions or something like that, and Antonio Brown asked for his money back.
Right.
And then Alex Guerrero texts back probably the nicest text message of all time saying, "AB, it was a pleasure to work with you. You're a hell of a football player and a personality. I love you and would always want to work with you. Of course, you can have your money back." And then AB posted that text message on his story and says, "How can you work with people like this?" It was one of the funniest things of all.
What?
He was just like, "You can't do anything in this world. Look how people act," or something like that.
Wow.
I was like, does he not?
Antonio.
I don't think he likes kindness.
Did you read the whole message? I don't think you read the whole message.
No.
I think it was one of those, it was a pleasure to work with. You know, he thought that end of that message.
He thought he knew where it was going.
Yeah, he's like, "You're just buttering me up to say no." Nah, dude, I'm giving you your money back.
Did you see the video of him as well hanging out with Kanye and Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
Both notoriously for having great mentalities.
Oh, yeah, that room right there.
Madonna.
Whoa.
Whoever Madonna's friend was, who was definitely becoming the next Kim Kardashian.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
That looked...
like, nobody was talking.
I was going to say, that looked like the least amount of fun a room of celebrities could ever have, because it was such a weird mashup.
Yeah, you don't...
no one in there had the same profession.
And I just feel like nobody in there likes other people.
No.
Everybody in there hates everybody. No, the vibes in that room were low.
The only thing I took away from that, Madonna, still hot.
She's doing all right. She's getting up there.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like 60.
She is, yeah. I think she's 63. 65,
yeah,
maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Because that's how...
that falls into the age range.
Do you remember the Nancy Reagan conversation?
I remember that.
That's how that came up.
How'd that come up?
Ben Shapiro's little sister tweeted out a picture... because Madonna posted some scandalous photographs
on
Instagram.
Yep.
And she said, this is Madonna at 63. This is Nancy Reagan at 63. Take your pick. And then everyone in the replies.
Then everybody found out about Nancy Reagan.
Put out the quote from the biography saying that Nancy Reagan was a very popular lady.
Back in the day. On
the movie sets.
Yeah. So they say.
She.
Yeah, nope. People heard.
Got a
Will.
Lot of good gigs. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, people heard. Word got around. You want to say it. Don't say it.
She's got a lot of good gigs.
For sure.
If you want to play Wordle, maybe you could throw an extra vowel in there instead of an I.
Okay.
She's got a lot of good
gugs. I hear you. I hear you, Will.
Sometimes why, you know?
Okay. All right.
Shout out Nancy Reagan.
Shout out, you know, First Lady.
The first one ever.
First. Number one. top two, and she ain't one.
God
or she ain't two.
God didn't make Adam and Steve. He made Ronald and Nancy.
That's it. That was the first lady right there. By God.
Oh, what a quick break.
Okay,
that was
that's
funny.
Not a bad idea.
That was funny.
Oh, well, she was the first lady.
Time live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tugger Holt, in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. Hour 2, rolling right along.
Whoa.
Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. We know this so well. It's win or go home. You know, this is as high stakes as really any playoffs are in terms of the major sports, because all the other major four have series. You know what I mean? So, like, game sevens, yeah, huge games. But all the other ones necessarily are not win or go home. Football, you got one shot, make it or break it. Everything means that much more. And that's why on FanDuel Sportsbook, they're hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 and you could win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Again, I throw it on the Titans. Don't even need to back it up.
Don't have to.
Just throw it on them.
Get it on there.
I'd throw five on it.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet on the NFL than on the number one sportsbook in America. It's simple to use with generous promotions every single day. It's safe and secure with best-in-class customer service. And when you win, FanDuel's going to get you that money in as little as 2 hours. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, FanDuel is also hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 as well. Do not miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code OVERTIME when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the number one sportsbook app in America, and use promo code OVERTIME, the number one radio show in America, and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. You must be 21 or older, present Tennessee, new users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager. It's a designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the TN red line number 1-800-889-9789. Again, that's 1-800-889-9789. A service dog went viral today. I guess yesterday, but I saw it today.
For being good? for doing a good thing.
After more than 8 years of service, this TSA airport sniffer dog, which it's just a funny cute term for it, officially retired, and this is how they surprised him. His final bag search, bunch of balloons. There's one bag, and then they just drop like 100 tennis balls right on the dog. It's so funny.
Does he
they
love
drop it?
It
on the chair, and he goes crazy. But it's a very funny video. But I don't honor snitches. So dog,
right, right,
like
yeah.
Rat, you know what yeah. I mean?
Cats don't tell on you. You know, cops know if you got or cats know if you got drugs, but they don't tell the cops.
No, unless it's catnip, then they want some.
Yeah, they're down for catnip. Cats do their own drugs. That's right. Yeah, dogs, little kind of narcs.
Brown noser.
Kind of narcs. Yeah, brown nosers. I don't know. Most dogs don't.
I just find
I would
it funny.
Actually say
they had to like the dog wouldn't have been alerted to the bag to go up and smell it that hard. I don't think. Unless they brought drugs or like explosives into this airport that they shot this video in.
Or they just tell it to.
I guess.
You know.
I think my idea is funny.
You just say
that they brought drugs into the airport. Do you have weed on you? Yeah, but it's...
We're doing a thing for the dog.
Do you not see the tennis balls come in?
Do you not see the tennis balls fall out of the bag? That's for him. We know it's his last day. Come on, you'll let this slide.
I think they should allow TSA dogs, once they retire, to just hang out at the airport. You know what I mean?
Just feed them the
food scraps. They live there now. That is their home.
Okay. I mean, I think they do go home at the end of the day.
Imagine how much cooler the airport would be if there was just some really
like 40
sick,
or 50 dogs,
well-trained dogs just hanging out.
Some golden retrievers running around.
That would be sick. I like it.
Golden retrievers don't sniff, though. It'd be like German shepherds who can like mess you up.
Yeah, but they'd be trained and cool.
Sure.
I mean,
for the first couple weeks, and then they're airport dogs, wild and on the loose.
They're not wild.
They're airport dogs.
Yeah.
That'll bring back a certain level of, wild into them, I would think.
I guess. Maybe puppies. Maybe puppies is a better
puppies.
Idea. Puppies. Nah, because
then
you got
they grow old.
You got pee and poop everywhere,
well,
too.
Well, dogs also pee and poop. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, but we can designate a bathroom area.
You train the dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. They are already trained,
exactly.
So I guess you give them...
some pre-training.
Okay.
I got two more dog stories. This one's not as...
a lot of dogs.
Heartwarming as the other one.
That's bad.
As a dog viciously attacks San Francisco library security guard after trying to get owner's attention.
Whoa. That's crazy.
San Francisco Main Library security guard was aggressively attacked by an attendee's dog on Sunday, a library spokesperson tells KTVU. The incident began when the witness noticed the barking dog next to its unresponsive owner at a computer kiosk. Two library security guards then approached the owner to administer Narcan, which prevents opioid overdoses, but the owner's dog refused.
Mm.
You're not saving my owner.
He didn't.
Let him die.
He didn't. This is my food now. That's how dog switch in pets is a whole lot quicker than you would want it to be. It's not an hour. It's like 20 minutes. If you're dead, they know you're dead. And they're like, well.
Public library said the dog would not let them near him. The dog lunged at the guard, taking hold of his arm and pushing him to the floor.
Oh, no.
The horrific attack captured on video by a witness showed the security guard's attempt to fend off the dog with a series of punches while his colleague tried to rescue him by spraying a substance and hitting him with a belt. He was just spanking the dog.
Well, you know what's worse is he missed a couple of times.
Yeah, and definitely caught his partner in the face.
Yeah, he hit his friend.
I just don't understand, and this is going to sound immature, and it's going to sound like I'm trying to make a joke, but this is some actual dog advice. I know a couple of dog tips because I've had quite a few bad dogs in my history that we've had to train before.
Yeah.
Finger in the butt is the easiest solution. I'm telling
you. Well,
you
dump water on them, that works too.
It sounds immature. He sprayed a substance at it, and it didn't work.
Sprayed. You got to dump some water on it.
Like
a bottle of water.
It seems immature. It seems disgusting, but it does work. I'm not lying to you.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it would make me stop biting somebody.
Yeah, I was
you know? You know, if I got a hold of somebody in the club, and somebody just walked up and went, boop. Yeah, I'm going to let go. And I'm going to turn around and go, what was that?
The owner was reportedly unresponsive during the entire attack.
Did they get him?
Until he was awakened by other witnesses. Although the owner was able to get control of the dog, who claimed to be he claimed to be a service animal, he would not cooperate with the library. which I don't know what that means. But once alert, he was able to get control of the dog. He then claimed it was a service animal, and then the patron was uncooperative and argumentative with the staff following the incident. Which I don't understand how you argue your way out of that one.
Your dog attacked somebody brutally.
After you OD'd in a library.
You're in the wrong, Chief. You messed up. You messed up here. You know? In a number of ways. But did they, I mean, was it the Narcan? Did that, how they get him back?
What no, if he was, he just woke up.
What if he was asleep?
I like to think
was he just,
that this is just he's a supervillain. Like, this is just a plot to create chaos in the world one little small step at a time, because I think he trained this dog.
To bite people?
I think he trained this dog of, like, when I pass out, I'm sleeping, I need you to protect me. Maybe he lives in some sort of hostel or something like that.
Right.
So people try to get to him all the time while he's sleeping. So the dog just knows when my guy is prone and eyes closed, I bite. You know what I mean? Maybe,
okay.
Maybe that's what's happening.
Maybe, I mean, yeah, it could just be some
just
guy.
Just spitballing here.
I mean, that makes
just
sense.
Just making things up
well,
to
yeah.
try to fill time.
I mean, that's probably true. The guy was just protecting him. I think it's funny that he just took a nap and forgot where he was. Somebody was like, hey, is that guy dead? And they're like, I can't tell if he's breathing or not. And then by the time they got that close, it was too late. Dog had already bit. Dogs aren't cool when they do that.
No, not cool at all.
I mean, it's the biggest drop-off. You know, there's a lot of things that are pretty cool. Takes a lot to make them bad, you know. You can mess up some things. Dogs can go from super chill and cool to very not cool in a, you know, that quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go from being best pals to getting your face bit. It's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a cool thing. People don't like that.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. That's why you get a small dog. You know, I grew up in a house, dog, tried to bite people all the time. But the people he tried to bite would just pick him up and be like, hey, dude, you got to chill out.
Small dogs are way too aggressive.
For sure. But then you pick them up and they go, oh, you know, you're a god in their eyes. You know, you've gifted them the feeling of flight. And so they respect you.
It's true.
That's how we do it in the whole household.
Yeah.
Even the younger ones when you're little.
Just got flying dogs.
When you're little, even as a kid, you know, you mouth off. You get airplaned. They pick you up. Woo! You know? Completely twist the dynamic around.
It sounds like an excuse your mom told you because she dropped you as a kid.
A couple times. I think it did me good. I told you, kids are built like sponges.
You just
bounce. I fell in some deep holes as a kid. Having the woods.
How many?
You know?
How deep is a deep hole?
A deep one. I fell in a deep hole.
How wide is a like a well?
Like a cavern underground. In the woods.
What?
I fell into it. Yeah. That happened.
Biden's inaugural committee.
It was like 50 feet.
We'll mark the first anniversary in office by blanketing airwaves with a Tom Hanks narrated video promoting a recovering, resilient America. I'm not a political guy, but Tom Hanks being a liberal is ruining for me. Like, ruining him for
How
me.
How does that shock you? He's an actor.
Yeah, but and I'm not even talking about the sense of his policies, but I wish he would just shut up. Like, I'm so tired of seeing him
tied
to the presidential. Like,
yeah, that's a lot of people.
I thought he was a pure guy, and now he's...
Yeah.
He's hanging out with Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, a lot of people were finding it funny that...
Tom Hanks is a war criminal in my book now.
Okay. He's a war dog?
Yeah.
He's profiting?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen where the Simpsons called this?
No.
Simpsons called it. Click that tweet. Whichever tweet you're looking at, click it. Go to the replies.
Hello, I'm Tom Hanks. The U.S. government has lost its credibility, so it's borrowing some of mine.
That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
I don't believe it.
I do. I think it's kind of funny how they come out and they're like, yeah, this, you know, this strong, like, they rebuilt America. It's kind of, you know, whatever. It's where I'm at. You know, man? It's like, so whatever.
So whatever.
Who cares anymore?
# Betty White Challenge.
Oh, what is that? Is this what the kids are doing these days?
It raises $30,000.
That's good. What is
for
that?
For Knoxville Animal Shelter.
Oh, what's that?
Passing of America's sweetheart, Betty White, earlier this month prompted an outpouring of support. It's going to break the fourth wall. Am I having tendonitis or is there a ringing going on?
Keep going.
Okay. I think it's just me. I think I'm just going crazy. But an outpouring of support for.
I kind
of
hear it too.
Okay, word.
But it's okay. Just keep going.
Support for an animal welfare causes across the country, and one Knoxville animal shelter is thanking donors for their generosity. White passed away weeks before her 100th birthday on December 31st. The beloved actress and comedian was also well known for her dedication of animal advocacy. That's not how you pronounce that, but you know how it goes.
Advocacy.
There you go. She served as a Greater Los Angeles Zoo Board member and a trustee of the Morris Animal Foundation. Social media users across the world pledged to donate to animal shelters in honor of her, and the movement was dubbed the Betty White Challenge. Young Williams Animal Shelter said Thursday they received over $30,000 in donations from more than 1,000 donors as a result of social media movement. We're blown away by all of your support during the Betty White Challenge this week, they wrote on social media. But I just like Betty White bringing good to the Knoxville
area.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. That makes you happy. Betty White was a great woman.
Yeah, she was.
You know, she loved animals. She loved people. No, she loved all people. She was funny. Really rude that those magazines did that to her. Yeah. That those magazines killed her in cold
blood.
Is it
bad to say, like, that's...
They kind of did.
Is it bad to say that it's... I laughed a little bit.
When it happened?
No, not when she died. But when I saw
how
afterwards
far?
the magazine, like when I someone retweeted the magazine cover onto my timeline or when it came across my desk.
No, it's funny. Okay. It's objectively funny.
Good. I wanted to make sure
Betty
that
White would have laughed. Okay. And if I think Betty would have laughed at it, then I think it's okay. I'm sorry, but if you told Betty, they tweeted out from your Twitter account like 20 days before. And she would have been like, oh, my God, that's crazy. You know, I think she would have thought that was
It
funny.
Was a classic, like, Atlanta Falcons 28-3 moment. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
They had us in the first half.
Yeah, old takes exposed. Like, it was made for that sort of thing. Oh. That's tough, man.
I don't know if you saw this. This came across my timeline as well. I don't know if it went viral or if it just came. Yeah, 1,700 likes. It's not too terribly small, but... someone was selling tickets to the game on Saturday for the Titans against the Bengals, and a Bengals fan hit this guy up who's a Titans fan and said, "Would you take 300 for each?" He said, "Brother, with all due respect, I wouldn't take 3,000 for each from an opposing fan. I hope you get to come watch your team. I just can't help you with that, brother. Hope you understand."
That's a fan right there.
Good move.
I respect it.
No.
You don't?
It's the Bengals. If it's the Patriots, maybe. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're not worried.
This dude, like, this, he probably was like, "I don't want to go to this playoff game because I know how it's going to go. We're going to lose to the Raiders in a heartbreaker. This is going to suck." But then they win, and he's like, "Okay, well, now I got to go to the next one because, like, this is our first ever second round playoff game in a long time."
Yeah,
they deserve
it. In an extremely long time. So you think you should sell them tickets?
Yeah.
Really?
For $3,000 each, though. You can't.
Yeah, you definitely price gouge them.
You scalp this
for
guy.
For sure.
You scalp this guy.
Okay. I guess.
I didn't like it.
I
like being nice, though.
Some folks wouldn't believe that.
If it's funny, I like being mean. But if it's not funny.
I think that's kind of funny.
Okay, fine. Then, yeah, I do that.
That's a little funny. It's a little bit funny. I find it funny. You know, the guy who got that message was like, fair.
Yeah, probably.
Fair. You got
probably
me.
Texted back all love or something. Something.
He's like, yeah,
something
all
like
right,
that.
Man.
Something along those lines.
He probably sent back, "I'll kill you." You know, people tend to flip that switch quick on
it's
the
true.
Internet.
It's true. It's like a dog. Once they flip that switch, they never go back.
Yeah, you ever seen women post texts with men online? It's insane. You know, sometimes a guy will be like, hey, beautiful, how are you doing? And she's like, "Hey, I have a boyfriend, sorry." And he's like, "You're ugly. I hated you anyways. You're the worst person I've ever seen. I'll kill you." People look crazy online these days.
It's true.
Be careful out there, people.
It's true. That's why I'm crazy in real life.
Yeah, you're not fake.
No, no.
You don't need to be behind a keyboard.
Oh.
Oh?
Just Josh. You know Just Josh.
Josh, yeah.
Josh.
Josh.
Josh. He changed his name.
He changed it?
Yeah.
He changed it to Josh?
Here. Changed it to Josh.
Oh.
But he's still Josh in my book.
He just connected the O. He rounded the top.
Gotcha. Rounded up.
Gotcha.
He's going to the game on Saturday.
Woo! Good job, Josh. That'll be fun. Josh.
He's going to be there supporting the boys.
That'll be fun.
In blue.
Congrats. I won't be.
Sucker punch a Bengals fan for me.
Okay. That'd be good.
Actually, don't do that.
Start a fight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Start a full fight.
No, I can't endorse
Throw
it.
Throw trash.
I was gonna say
at the refs.
If Josh streaks.
Oh.
Job for life. But I don't know if I can be giving away jobs for life.
Yeah, but I think also you're involved with, like, bailing him out and
no,
stuff.
Of course not. No, that's not what
no,
I said.
It's on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not getting paid. He just, okay. He's here. You know what I mean?
Paint your body to say overtime.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Run across
yeah,
the field. Yeah. In, like, a prime moment, like, fourth and goal.
Don't run across the field. Just paint your body.
Just paint your body?
Yeah, just advertise to
Well, they won't put that on
people.
TV.
I don't care. Like, it's still a good
You think people around will
market.
See?
Yeah, it's Nashville, fair. Tennessee.
That's fair. Sure.
And Titans fans. It's my people.
Yeah. Josh, make your go pay out of your own pocket. Make a bunch of business cards.
Yeah.
With our info.
I can send you our information. Yeah.
Put that on there. Pay for that and then just hand them out at the game. That'd be a sweet, nice thing to do.
But no, get loud for me, Josh. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah, don't get too loud. Happy birthday.
It's time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born, and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only thing that's different is the names and the days. Tucker, take it away.
All right. We got a lot of birthdays today. Decent names today, too. This guy's 35, born in St. Louis, Missouri. He's an actor.
Did you say 45?
35.
35, I'm glad I asked.
35 born, TV actor, St. Louis. Best known, he's played different roles on the same TV show. A bunch of different characters. He was he's played Quicksilver in the 2014 blockbuster X-Men Days of Future Past. In 2018, he starred as Warren in the film American Animals.
Didn't see that.
He began starring later in FX's Pose.
Haven't seen that.
Let's see here. He's in American Horror Story.
Haven't seen that.
Do you know the guy?
No.
You know the guy at all? He was in... He also plays the Flash in Justice League. I believe.
I was going to say the Flash's real name, thinking that was an actor name.
Okay,
Barry
no.
Barry Gordon?
It's not Barry Gordon. They don't get the real guy. They got to pay an actor to play him.
But is that the Flash's name is what I was asking?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's all I was asking. I wasn't asking if that was the real guy.
They don't get him for the movies.
As a kid, I thought that, though.
Okay. He was engaged to Emma Roberts for a while.
I don't even know who that is.
She was in, like, some Disney shows. She was also in American Horror Story. No?
Who is it?
It's Evan Peters.
I know the name.
You know who Evan Peters is. This
guy? He was in something I know.
He's this guy. Look.
Yeah, I know who that is. He's in something really, really good.
Yeah, he's in something recent, but I couldn't think of what it was.
I think he's in Criminal Minds, maybe?
No. It's a different guy. That's a different guy. This guy is 56.
Keep going, I'll find this.
Seattle, Washington, born in 1966. He's a TV actor, best known for playing a very famous character on a very famous show. He can also be seen in a one-season stint on HBO's critically acclaimed drama 6 Feet Under. He appeared in the film Transformers.
What's the big show, brother?
Famous. It's The Office. He's in The Office.
Is it Michael Scott?
No.
So, I'm saying character names.
You're saying character names, too. That's
the
no.
Flash threw me off, man.
Yep.
That's not good.
Yeah, no.
It's not Steve Carell.
He.
You would have said way more. Rainn Wilson?
It's Rainn Wilson's birthday. Happy birthday to Rainn Wilson.
Happy birthday, Rainn Wilson.
You still trying to figure out who Evan Peters is?
Yeah, I know him from somewhere, dude.
Man, you don't know him from anything. You don't know. This next guy, 22 years old, born in Greenfield, Wisconsin. 2000 is when this guy was born. The year 2000.
He's in WandaVision.
Okay. That makes sense. Sure.
He's in something else, but I'll find it
okay.
later.
22 years old, basketball player. A guard, known for his shooting ability. He was selected 13th overall in the 2019 NBA draft after playing one season in college. He averaged 13 points per game during his rookie year. And helped the team reach the 2020 NBA Finals.
McCall Bridges?
No. Again, shooting hoops, and he was just 6. Let's see. Him and P.J. Washington Jr. were teammates in college.
So it's a Kentucky player?
John Calipari offered him a scholarship during a surprise in-person visit.
It's not Tyrese Maxey. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? No. No. Oh, no.
He was selected 13th to the...
Who was the crazy shooter?
Who's on the team?
Tyler Hero.
It's Tyler Hero. The guy.
I put him out of my memory.
They were in the finals.
I hate him so much. I was thinking this past finals, not the Lakers.
2020.
Yeah, I don't think. Did you say a year?
2020 finals.
Okay, maybe I just heard it wrong. But I wasn't thinking about the fraud championship.
Gotcha. Yeah, the one that didn't count.
Yeah, you should have said fake finals.
My bad.
That's obviously not a.
My bad.
Give me the point. No time deduction.
Not a bit. This also a fraud. You know, similar to the ring. 92, born in Glen Ridge, New Jersey.
He's 92?
92, okay. Born in 1930. He's best known for being second place. He was the pilot of the NASA's Apollo 11 mission. He was the...
Buzz Aldrin?
It's Buzz Aldrin's birthday.
He's not a fraud. He's punching people in the face always.
I know. I just...
He'll punch you in the face?
I would love to be punched in the face.
I'm calling Buzz.
That would be awesome. Get him in here.
Buzz.
I bet he can punch hard.
Buzz.
No. He comes in grinning at me. Hey, buddy. No, Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. That was pretty cool. Second person, still pretty cool. I hope he wasn't upset by, you know, having
he
to go second.
Was.
They could have timed it. They could have both stepped on at the same time,
yeah.
You know, if they really wanted to.
They should have given two doors.
Stupid Neil.
How you build a spaceship and not put two doors
two
on
doors,
it?
Two steps, one giant leap.
You don't got an in and out.
You know, you just change the quote. Two steps for men, for a couple men, one giant leap for mankind. That's all you got to do.
Two dudes.
Two steps for two dudes, one giant leap for mankind. That's all you would have had to do. Would have been way cooler. But anyways, 33 years old. This guy was born in Austin, Texas in 1983. He's a football player. He's a quarterback. He was selected in the third round of the 2012 draft. He led his team to the playoffs in 2013. Then had brief stints with the St. Louis Rams and Kansas City Chiefs. Before rejoining that team in 2017, he helped them win the Super Bowl in 2018, earning Super Bowl MVP honors.
Is that one, the only, University of Arizona standout, Nick Foles?
It is Nick Foles' birthday.
I was really hoping I got that right, because if I did that whole spiel and it was not Nick Foles.
Yeah, I looked down, you said, I didn't know where he went to college. I looked down and I was like, oh yeah, he got it. Okay, good job. I mean, that wasn't exactly the most subtle hint I've ever done.
No.
But I didn't give you any teams except for where you went after. So, there you go. I got one birthday on here. We'll do. I could do it real quick if you need me to. Born in 1953 on this date.
Why would you need to do it real quick?
I can just give you one hint real quick.
Oh, okay.
1953, a criminal passed away at age 66, born in New York. This guy didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein?
It is Jeffrey Epstein's birthday. That's no good. Throw him away. Anyways, this next guy, 66 years old, New York City, New York, 1956.
I didn't get the hint, though. Like, I understand. Like, I got...
You did, obviously.
But I don't get it. Can you explain?
What do you mean?
What do you mean by what you said? Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, it's just what the kids were.
I want to get you punched in the face by Buzz Aldrin and then killed by the Clintons in one show.
You know, I'm not to attest to who killed who, you know. I just know that's what the kids were saying back in the day.
I know the memes.
I know what the memes are. You're not to tell me who's memeing what. 66, this guy, he's a TV show host, New York City. Outspoken comedian and a host of his own TV show, a political panel show. Wrote and starred in the 2008 film Religulous. Never heard of that.
John Oliver?
No, but a show like that.
Stephen
it's on
Colbert?
HBO. Nope. Oh. Older. He hosted Politically Incorrect from 1993 to 2002. He yells at people. He was once...
Louis Black?
Once featured on an episode of Family Guy. Does a political show on HBO.
Rush Limbaugh?
No, it's a show. It's a TV show. Brian Griffin went on it one time.
I haven't seen this
Sold
episode,
his book.
Apparently.
It's Bill Maher.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
You know who Bill Maher is?
I do, but I
okay. Well,
never found him.
It's just his birthday. I don't really like him either, but it's his birthday. I mean, the last name I did, we're going to think this is just Tucker's favorite people? No, it's not how it works. This next guy.
I choose it by who I like.
No, this next guy's pretty cool. 51, Philly, Pennsylvania, 1971, a drummer.
Dave Grohl?
No, he's a drummer for a hip-hop band, known for such albums as Things Fall Apart, Phrenology, and The Tipping Point. He's also the drummer for the house band, which is also his band. He's in the Roots.
Oh,
house band on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. He's
oh no.
You know, he's pretty famous.
He wears the glasses.
He wears glasses. Yeah, he plays the drums.
Questlove.
It is Questlove's birthday. Shout out Questlove.
Had to dig that one.
It's a great name.
It is a good name.
And then it's a great guy, you know. Very athletic, or not athletically, but musically talented. I mean, he might be athletically talented. I don't know. I always just see him behind the drum set. But he's a great drummer, you know.
You sound like Michael Scott when he automatically picks Stanley for the basketball team.
Right. No, that's not what I meant. It was just a mess up. This guy is 25, 97 years old, he's 25, born in L.A.
This is not your best showing.
He's a rapper. This guy.
You sure he's a rapper?
I'm positive. Says it. You could call him, or they call him a rapper. Right? You know, he's all right. Controversial rapper. But top hits such as, Dead Lokes. He released an EP called Too Cocky and premiered songs called Next Big Thing on World Star Hip Hop. He also has Tatiana. You ever heard that song? No.
I can't think of it.
It's he's pretty new. It's his name is a color and a body part.
Oh, Blueface.
It's Blueface's birthday.
Okay.
And that's all the birthdays. That's it.
Let's go find where Evan Peters is from.
That's all for today. Go find where he's from. Oh. Yeah, because I read where he was from. Do you want me to go back?
No, I just meant in terms of.
You
want to
know where he was born? He was born in St. Louis.
I've never seen anything he's in, but I know who he is.
He's a Missouri guy. He's probably a Chiefs fan.
Probably not.
Probably a Rams fan.
Seems like a nerd.
Yeah, probably. Arts guy, you know? He's like you.
Yeah, yeah, like me. Doing a sports radio show.
Yeah, stupid.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, we love you guys. Yeah.